We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And again, we've been hosted through our whole week here at O'Brien and Levine Court Reporting Services. We call this show On the Record because we're talking to all of Boston's best litigators. And if I'm talking to litigators, I always have on my left Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing to protect me.
Jeff, I'll always protect you legally and illegally.
But geez, I'd hate to think you'd have to protect me legally.
But only legally, of course. Our next guest is somebody also who's not necessarily a litigator, but who's one of the best there is in his field.
And it's a field I like a lot because my wife has owned restaurants and makes me eat out more than I'd ever want to for health reasons. But your name is Adam Barnosky of the law office of Robert Allen, correct?
Yes.
And we're going to talk about restaurants and hospitality. Huge employer in Massachusetts, dynamically changing industry also.
Absolutely.
In the state. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your practice, how you got into it, and we'll go from there.
Great. And Jeff and Mark, thank you very much for having me, and thank you for that introduction.
Thanks for thanking us.
Yeah.
Mutual thanks.
That's unusual.
And yeah, I work for a legal practice that focuses on representation of restaurants and hospitality clients. We work with entrepreneurs, startups, established operators, national brands, local favorites, and really everything from concept through opening day and beyond. So we will work with leasing, land use, licensing, things of that sort. And you're correct, there's a lot going on in restaurants and hospitality in Massachusetts right now. I think that anytime you have an upswing of the economy, you're going to find more people that have more dollars to put forth towards restaurants. You have commercial lenders and private equity, people who want to put money into investing into restaurants. And we've seen a lot of that in Boston. There's a lot of popular neighborhoods that are becoming more well-known for restaurants, and it's a very exciting time to be a restaurateur, and it's a very exciting time in my field to be able to help people along the way.
Well, what's interesting, Adam, you're involved in a couple of fields. You talk about when the economic times are good. One is the renaissance of the Seaport District. It's amazing with the restaurants and the development down there. And so it'll be interesting to hear in your perspective, because there's a lot of great restaurants and there's a lot of development. And now, since nobody really thought about it when Patrick was involved with the legislature, but now casinos are finally coming into Boston and different parts of Massachusetts. First, the small casino down in Plainville, but now some bigger casinos. And I know you've done some work there.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, to start off with the Seaport has been changing tremendously over the past few years. My firm was involved in the development of Laugh Boston, which is a great
venue
out on the waterfront. And but every time you go down there, it feels like the building is getting taller. There's more and more restaurants that are over there, and that's really one of the places that's drawing a lot of great talent and a lot of interesting restaurant operators. As far as the casino goes, we worked in 2013 and 2014 with Foxwoods. At the time, they were looking to put a casino in Milford, and they were one of three operators and applicants before the Mass Gaming Commission. And that was, it was a very interesting project to be a part of. You had the Mass Gaming Commission that was, in some cases, writing a lot of the regulations that we were then following, and it was a very exciting time to be involved in that. And we'll see now with Steve Wynn and his casino. We'll see how that goes. There's been a few that have opened up over the past few years, and we have a few that will be opening up in the next few years. And you know, there's a few other interesting areas in the city that I think sometimes get overlooked,
such as
Washington Square in Brookline. Has been a place where there have been a lot of new developments over the past few years. Stoked Pizza, which might be interesting for your audience, which is an interesting story of an entrepreneur, some guys that had a food truck, and they served pizza, and it was incredibly successful, and now they have their first brick-and-mortar shop right up in Washington Square. You have Lavoie, which is a French restaurant that was originally in Back Bay, who's now there also. Barcelona, Fairstead Kitchen, Rebelle, which is now on its way out, and a new place is going in there. But a very, very interesting place. Another is Jamaica Plain, Center Street in JP.
I always love Jamaica Plain.
Yeah, and it's some place where if you said maybe five,
people
six,
don't think about it.
Right, you wouldn't really think about it as much. But I've worked with a small hospitality group, David Doyle and Keith Harmon, who started with Tres Gatos, which was at one point just a record shop, and it was a successful record shop. And then they made Tres Gatos, which is a tapas restaurant. It's continually on one of the top lists in Boston Magazine and the Globe. They've now opened up Casa Verde on Center Street, and also Center Street Grill.
I love Center Street.
Yeah, and they're all on Center Street right there. So that's been an interesting development within the city itself.
So you're really, not only obviously you're the lawyer who gets things done legally, but you're also sort of a real collaborative sort with these enterprises as they begin and as they grow from start to finish. I mean, you're whispering in their ear in terms of next steps, correct?
That's correct. And I think that it's an important role, because it's not just the legal documents that you're looking at and some of the, you know, more nuanced parts of the law, but it's also having an understanding of what landlords might be able to command for rent, what kind of long-term projection you want to have in any sort of different neighborhood. And yeah, there's a lot of different things that go into it, but there's a lot of people that play a part in it. It's us, it's the real estate brokers, the restaurant brokers. I saw you had Charlie Perkins in a few, maybe a year or
he's
so ago.
He's been on the show at least three times.
Right, and he's always a fantastic asset and seems to be a part of most deals that we're all involved with.
Interesting.
How did you get into the field in the first place?
I started working for the firm that I'm currently with in 2009. And at the time, we had just a very small handful of restaurant clients. Prior to law school, in college and after college, like many of us, I worked in restaurants, I worked in bars for a few years, and I had a few friends that have gone on to have careers as restaurateurs or as restaurant managers and developed some relationships there. And in doing so, I really enjoyed the work and had a small client base that has grown over the years.
I think it really helps when you understand the industry too. I mean, as Jeff will say, I mean, he's very thoughtful to let me be his sidekick, but because of my background as a former litigator and as a lawyer, that really helps when I understand the process and collaborate with law firms. In your case, when you're advising your clients, you really speak the language because you've lived it.
Absolutely. I think it's very true. I think with any business.
Well, they're a unique form of entrepreneur. I've done work in the food industry across all aspects of it for over 40 years. I grew up in it. And it's a unique type of entrepreneur.
It really is.
And, you know, you're dealing with people who are almost, some of them are artists at what they're doing.
Absolutely. And I think with some of the artistry, you see a lot of that happening.
And they have private galleries that serve food.
That's right. That's right. And there, you know, for anybody who really wants to see some of that artwork, there's the Tasting Counter in Somerville right now, which is a very, very interesting place. And, you know, it almost looks too
good
to...
Another area I love, Somerville.
Yeah.
It's just turned into a restaurant little hub.
Right, right. And like you're saying, with art, sometimes it looks too good to eat. It's beautiful, and it's interesting to see, you know, what people put together.
It is digestible art for a lot of people. They're trying to create an experience, an emotional experience for you, no different than artwork.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's what the Europeans have brought to us, the French, the Italians.
Absolutely.
Food is art. It's a form of art. And Boston it's in a renaissance, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I feel like because of all different television shows and celebrity chefs, it's giving people more of an understanding of it earlier on and maybe an appreciation, because you have maybe the show business component, but then people are interested in finding out a little bit more of the basics of food and food culture and food prep and things like that. And it really creates some interesting people a little bit later on who have a vast knowledge and understanding of it and who want to go into business for something that they love to do.
Now, when you are working with beginning enterprises, one area that seems to have really taken over downtown and parts of the city are food trucks. That's become a real destination.
Every city,
and
you go to now. Right. It's a sign of, I think cities like it because, yes, it encourages entrepreneurship, but it's also kind of, it gives a city kind of cachet. It's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that people can get involved in it with less capital.
That's what I was going to say to you.
Entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
It's the step up before the restaurant.
That's right. That's right. And you have places like Boston Public Market now, which has
just
people
was there.
Right. And it's so great. You have people with short-term leases who can come in and they can take risks to do something that they might not be able to do if they have to invest $500,000, $2 million into it.
Right.
Interesting. Adam, if someone wants to get hold of you, how would they do that?
You can find me on Twitter at Adam Barnosky. You can also find me at my law firm's website, which is BobAllenLaw.com.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Jeff.
And I hope you come back again.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks.
Your first time on Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage Management Consulting Firm, here with Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.